He had been meaning to call Jobs when, that Labor Day weekend, Jobs called first. He drove to Jobs' unfurnished mansion, and they walked the grounds while discussing the possibility of creating a new company. Lewin was excited, but not ready to commit. He was going to Austin with Campbell the following week, and he wanted to wait until then to decide. Upon his return, he gave his answer. He was in. The news came just in time for the September 13th Apple board meeting. Although Jobs was still nominally the board's chairman, he had not been to any meeting since he lost power. He called Scully, said he was going to attend, and asked that an item be added to the end of the agenda for a chairman's report. He didn't say what it was about, and Scully assumed it would be a criticism of the latest reorganization. Instead, when his turn came to speak, Jobs described to the board his plans to start a new company. "I've been thinking a lot, and it's time for me to get on with my life," he began. "It's obvious that I've got to do something. I'm 30 years old." Then he referred to some prepared notes to describe his plan to create a computer for the higher education market. The new company would not be competitive with Apple, he promised, and he would take with him only a handful of non-key personnel. He offered to resign as chairman of Apple, but he expressed hope that they could work together. Perhaps Apple would want to buy the distribution rights to his product, he suggested, or license Macintosh software to it.